Some people tout carbon capture and storage as a way to cut global warming emissions from coal-fired power plants and other industrial sources. Wisconsin's geology makes underground storage of the gases unlikely here. But it's possible Wisconsin firms could someday send their emissions by pipeline to Illinois or other locations. The proposed EPA rule aims to make sure the emissions don't lead to the contamination of water supplies. EPA Water Administrator Ben Grumbles says injecting large volumes of CO2 underground for long periods of time is a concern, so he says there would be extensive testing and monitoring.
So that the CO2 does not migrate into an underground source of drinking water. If it did, it could also push other fluids that are underground already naturally occurring, like salts, into that underground source of drinking water.
Grumble says if there was contamination, companies could be ordered to stop injecting the gas. He also says the rule package aims to make sure the CO2 doesn't go from the ground into the air. For one thing, Grumble says the storage wells would have to be a half mile deep.
And we will be having, as part of this rulemaking and part of the permitting requirements, extensive monitoring, which could include surface monitoring to ensure that we know as soon as possible if CO2 is not staying where it's supposed to stay.
The EPA will take comments on its proposed rule for the next 4 months. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.